The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 59, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 27, 2007, in Riga, Latvia.
Tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 2, text number 59.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vishaya
Vinivartante Niraharashadehina. Rasavarjang raso piyashya parang drishtva nivartate.
Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
Purport.
Unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment. The process of restriction from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of eatables. The patient, however, neither likes such restrictions nor loses his taste for eatables. Similarly, sense restriction by some spiritual process like Ashtanga Yoga in the matter of Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, etc. is recommended for less intelligent persons who have no better knowledge. But one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness, no longer has a taste for dead material things. And therefore, the restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life. But such restrictions are only good until one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. When one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for pale things.
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam.
So, this verse is giving very special information. To enable one to escape the platform of material miseries.
Un tas dod iespēju izbēgt no šī te stāvokļa, materiālo ciešanu stāvokļa.
Actually, material miseries are horrible.
Patiesībā, materiālās ciešanas ir briesmīgas.
They're unbearable.
Viņas ir nepatnesamas.
They're intolerable, actually.
Jā. Nepatnesamas.
Who wants to suffer?
Kurš vēlas ciest?
Suffering is actually unnatural for the soul.
Un ciešanas patiesībā ir nedabiskas dvēselē.
So, the process of Krishna consciousness enables one to become completely free from all suffering. So, how does it work? One has to develop a higher taste. That takes time. Because at the present moment, We are very, very addicted to material sense gratification. So how does one transfer one's taste from matter to spirit? There's an art to that. There's a science of how to gradually transfer your taste from matter to spirit. The secret is this. Even though right now we just desire sense gratification and nothing more, we want to eat uncontrollably. We want to sleep uncontrollably. We want to mate uncontrollably. And we want to defend uncontrollably. That is our present taste. Even though it is rotten, that is our taste. So how do we transfer our consciousness from the rotten taste to the sweet taste of Krishna consciousness? It's compared to a medical treatment. You go to the doctor and you say, "Doctor, I'm really sick." He says, "Don't worry about it, I can cure you. Here's your prescription, follow it carefully." So if you do what the doctor is given, you follow the prescribed diet, you take your medicine in the proper dose at the proper time, then gradually the disease will go away. So the spiritual master is the doctor. He is given the diet. Krishna prasad. And he is given the medicine. Harirnama, 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 eva kevalam, kalo, nasteva, 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 gatir, anyata. So, the diet is there. And the medicine is there. And the doctor is also given prohibitions as well. Things you're forbidden to do, prohibited. The doctor has said you must give up illicit sex life. You must give up intoxication. You must give up meat eating. And you must give up gambling. We have seen practically sometimes the doctor will give a certain medicine. And he will warn the patient, whatever you do, don't drink any alcohol when you're taking this medicine. Because if you do, it will ruin the treatment. So it's a fact, the medicines often require prohibitions. So this medicine of Harinama, it requires that we avoid these four prohibited activities. The most wonderful statement of Prabhupada that I've ever read, it's contained the most wonderful words of Prabhupada I've ever read, are stated right here in this purport. But one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness, no longer has a taste for dead material things.
Kas patiešām apzinās Krišnu, tas dabīgā kārtā zaudē patiku pret visu bezgaršīgo.
I especially want to draw your attention to these words, tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna.
Izbaudiet augstākā kunga skaistumu.
Have you ever thought of it like that?
Vai jūs kādreiz esat tā domājuši?
That Krishna consciousness is a process of tasting the beauty of Krishna?
Vai jūs kādreiz iedomājušies, ka Krišnas apziņa, tas ir izbaudīt Krišnas skaistumu?
So how do we taste the beauty of Krishna?
Kā gan mēs varam izbaudīt Krišnas skaistumu?
Actually, Krishna's beauty is tasted with all of our senses.
Patiesībā, Krišnas skaistumu mēs varam izbaudīt ar visiem saviem jutikļiem.
With the tongue we taste the sweet pleasure of kirtan.
Ar mēli mēs izbaudām saldo kirtanu baudu.
With the ears we taste the sweet pleasure of kirtan.
Ar ausīm mēs izbaudām saldo kirtanu baudu.
With the tongue we taste the sweet pleasure of Krishna prasad.
Ar mēli mēs izbaudām saldo Krishna prasadam.
With the eyes we taste the sweet pleasure of the archa vigraha.
Ar ausīm mēs izbaudām baudu, ko mums sniedz archa vigraha.
And we also taste the sweet beauty of the guru vapu.
Un mēs izbaudām arī brīnišķīgo guru vapu salu.
And the wonderful Vaishnavas.
Un brīnišķīgos Vaishnavas.
With the eyes, you see.
Alcīm.
And with the sense of touch, we feel the japa bead in our fingers.
Un ar savu tausti mēs izbaudām japa grelītes.
So in so many ways we learn to taste the beauty of Krishna.
Tik daudzos ceļos mēs mācāmies, kā izbaudīt Krishnas skaistumu.
Even with our feet we can feel the floor of the temple room under the soles of our feet.
Pat ar savām pēdām mēs varam izbaudīt tempļa zāles grīdu.
We can smell the aroma of the incense offered to the Lord.
Mēs varam izbaudīt ar savu smāžu, mēs varam izbaudīt smažkociņu.
When we embrace the Vaishnavas, we can feel their transcendental bodies purifying our consciousness. When we embrace the Vaishnavas, we can feel how their transcendental bodies are purifying our consciousness.
Un tad, kad mēs apskaujam bhaktas, tad mēs jūtam, kā viņu transcendentālie ķermeņi attīra mūsu apziņu.
So in this way, through all of our senses,
un tādā veidā, caur visiem saviem jutikļiem,
we can connect with Krishna.
Mēs varam savienoties ar Krishna.
And experience more and more and more his beauty.
Un izbaudīt arvien vairāk un vairāk un vairāk viņa skaistumu.
And even we can experience his beauty in so many other ways in the external world.
Un mēs varam izbaudīt arvien vairāk skaistumu un ārējā pasaulē.
Rāsoham apsukonteya prabhashmi shashi shoryayo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdake parashandrishu. Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. Shishi gornitai ki jai, shishi radadamadar ki jai.
Krishna
says, I am the taste of the water. I am the light of the sun and moon. I am the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether. Even the sound of the streetcar going up and down the street here, that is Krishna. He says, I am the ability in man. So we can see so many people driving up and down the street in their cars. They have the ability to drive their car. Krishna says, I am that ability. So every time you see someone driving a car, you can think, ah, there is Krishna manifested. Or if someone is walking down the sidewalk, that ability to walk is also
Krishna.
Or if someone is giving a Bhagavad Gita class, The ability to talk is also Krishna. So in this way we can connect with Krishna in everything. Even if someone is robbing a bank, we can think, ah, the ability to rob the bank, that is Krishna. But don't you try that. Krishna will give us whatever money we need. If we simply chant his names purely, we do not need to rob any bank. Actually, we already have the biggest bank we already have access to the biggest bank account. Do you know what is that bank account? Krishna. So, in this way, we can learn to relish the beauty of Krishna in all his wonderful, wonderful aspects. And then our rotten taste for sense gratification will gradually fade away. Just like if you put a glass of water in an open room on a table, and you come back a month later, that glass will be empty. Nobody dumped it anywhere. It simply evaporated, that's all. So the grossest, heaviest material desire of all, namely sex pleasure, even that pleasure, even that desire will go away if you simply remain plugged into this process of Krishna consciousness. Follow the regulated principles. Chant your rounds. And you completely transcend those hormones. Actually, sex desire is nothing more than a chemical reaction going on in the body. That's all it is. It's just some stupid hormones agitating, agitating your brain is all it really is. It's just some stupid chemicals, that's all it really is. Just like consider the example of the ostrich bird. Have you seen the ostrich bird? He has big legs, knobby scales all over them, tall, scaly legs. They have a stupid-looking tail, a funny-looking face, you see. So just consider when the male ostrich, when he sees the female ostrich, he goes, ah. Oh, the female ostrich also, when she sees the male ostrich, she's going, oh, my hero. Actually, it is simply grotesque. Those knobby knees and scaly legs, you see. But we are thinking, oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Romeo, Juliet. Therefore, the Vedic wisdom says, tapasa brahmacharena. One should practice austerity of brahmachari.
Yes.
To not be disturbed by this sex attraction. It is simply illusion. It is simply confusion. It is simply delusion. Confusion, delusion, illusion. Yes, we sometimes speak poetically because this philosophy is poetic. So, the Krishna consciousness philosophy is the most beautiful thing. Because it is Krishna himself. If you can simply become attracted to this transcendental knowledge, you will laugh at your foolishness forever having been attracted by that female ostrich. Or that male ostrich.
Kad tēviņš, strauss tēviņš vai strauss mātīte ir sajūsmināta par pretējo dzimumu.
Because there is nothing more beautiful and wonderful than Krishna.
Jo nav nekas brīnišķīgāks un skaistāks par Krishna.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Un tagad es jautāju par kādu jautājumu.
So all questions have been answered. Yeah.
I have heard that devotees say, "I help by helping you. We both get to the next to the higher level."
That's right.
Isn't such an and one would say, "Well, but it's a very selfish approach, actually." You help because you want to feel higher taste. So what is a well is it selfish approach or not?
Mans jautājums ir, kas saka, Bhakti saka, es tev palīdzu, es tev kalpoju tāpēc, ka kalpojot tev, gan tu pacelsies augstāk, gan arī es pacelšos augstāk. Jo kalpošanā ir laime. Jautājums, vai tad tāda pieeja nav patiesībā sautīga, jo es kalpoju tāpēc, ka es vēlos izjust augstāku laimi.
Actually, there is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Patiesībā ir dziesma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur dziesma.
Do any of you know that song, the song of the broker?
Vai jūs zināt šo dziesmu?
The song of the broker. Businessman, you know, broker. Borosukher kabor gai, borosukher kabor gai. This way is a beautiful, beautiful song, the song of the broker. It is describes how at a place called Surabhi Kunj, which actually you can go and visit that exact place in Navadvip, that Surabhi Kunj is still there. But in that location known as Surabhi Kunj, Lord Nityananda formed the Nama Hut, the marketplace of the Holy Name.
Jūs varat apmeklēt Indijā ir tāda vieta, Surabhi Kunj.
Surabhi Kunj.
Kunj, kurā kungs Nityananda izveidoja market of the Holy Name. Yeah?
Yes, I have been to that place several times. And I thought, here is a. I actually rolled on the ground at that place. To get as much mercy as possible from Lord Nityananda. But it's described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that I will take you to that marketplace.
Es jūs aizvedīšu uz šo tirgus laukumu.
And I will sell you the holy name for the price of faith.
Es jums pārdošu svēto vārdu par ticības cenu.
And I will take my commission.
Un es paņemšu savu komisijas naudu.
So there is actually that is transcendental wheeling and dealing.
Patiesībā tā ir transcendentāls darījums.
I will bring you to Krishna.
Es aizvedīšu jūs pie Krishnas.
And Krishna will recognize me also for bringing you.
Un Krishna mani arī novērtēs par
Actually, there is no better way to be recognized by Krishna. Than to bring many, many conditioned souls. Actually, Jiva Goswami recommends that a missionary who is traveling and preaching all over the world should make as many disciples as possible. So, this is how we become recognized. The more we can have results from our preaching, the more our spiritual master is pleased. So is it selfish to want to please my spiritual master? Someone may say, well, you just want to please him so that you will be pleased. Someone will say, you just want to please your guru so you will be happy. But that is intelligence. Because that's the only way you can truly be happy, is to please Guru and Krishna. Actually, Krishna consciousness is the perfection of selfishness. There's nothing wrong with being selfish if you do it the right way. The trouble is, in the mature world, everybody is selfish, but they go about it in the wrong way. That's all. We are also selfish, we go about it the right way. Because when you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. And hey, that includes me. I'm a little leaf out there on the end of the branch. So when you serve Krishna, you serve yourself automatically. It's the only way you can really serve yourself properly is to serve Krishna. So Krishna consciousness is the perfection of serving yourself. Because it's only by pleasing Krishna that you can be pleased. Any other questions?
Sometimes when we preach in small cities and some kirtan and distribute books, sometimes in these small cities we bump into local priest. And local priest says, well, this is my city, and in this city there is the main religion is this or that, and you will go to hell. And what to do in such a situation?
Actually, the gopis were told the same thing.
Gopis
were also said, they were also mentioned that they would go to hell. You know the story? The gopis were also told they would go to hell. One day Krishna had a headache. And he told his servant, you must bring the dust from the feet of my devotees because that will cure my headache. So the servant went looking for a devotee who would give the dust from his feet to cure Krishna's headache.
kalps devās meklēt vaktus, kas no kuriem viņš varētu paņemt šo te putekļu.
The first person he came to was a smarta brahman.
Pirmais, ko viņš satika, bija smarta brahman.
He said, "Can you give the dust from your feet to cure Krishna's headache?"
Un viņš prasīja, vai jūs varat iedot putekļus no jūsu pēdām, lai mēs varat atbrīvot Krishna no galvas sāpēm?
He said, "Of course not. That's a great offense to put the dust from my feet on the feet of the Lord." I would surely go to hell if I did that. So the servant went further along and he found the gopis in Vrindavan. He said, "Can you give the dust from your feet to cure Krishna's headache?" They said, "Oh, Krishna has a headache?"
Oh, Krishna galva sāpes.
They became completely agitated. "Oh no, Krishna has a headache." "Yes, take the dust, take the dust." He said, "Aren't you afraid of going to hell?" "Surely you'll go to hell for giving the dust from your feet." He said, "That's all right. We just want Krishna's headache to be cured." So, you can tell the priest that whether I go to hell or whether I go to heaven, to me that doesn't matter. I simply want that Krishna will be pleased. Krishna has ordered me to come to your town and distribute as many books as possible. And if I have to go to hell to do that, that's all right. Next question. Is everyone? Yes.
What one should do if one doesn't have even a single drop of love in his heart?
Ah. If you have no love in your heart,
ja jums nav mīlestības jūs sirdī,
then you must find that person who has love of Krishna.
Tad jums jāatrod tas cilvēks, kuram ir mīlestības Krishna.
You must bow down at his feet.
Jums ir jānokrīt priekšā ceļos pie viņa pēdām.
You must serve him very nicely.
Jums ir jākalpo viņam ļoti jauki.
And beg his mercy that he will bestow love of Krishna upon you.
Un jālūdz, lai viņš izrāda savu žēlsirdību un dāvā jums Krishnas pārlie par jums šo Krishnas mīlestību.
Next question. So everyone's completely satisfied now. All obstacles are removed on the pathway back to home. Question?
Kā stāt, kā kļūt par galēju Krišnas kalpu un nekad nesvārstīties?
How to become an ultimate servant of Krishna? One who never, one who is solidly situated.
Yes. You must take to the path of Krishna bhakti according to the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Jums ir jāpieņem Krishna bhakti ceļš saskaņā ar
Srila Rupa Goswami.
Ar saskaņā Srila Rupa Goswami norādījumiem.
You must chant 16 rounds daily of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Jums ir jāskaita 16 apli dienā Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
You must become fixed in following the four regulative principles.
Jums ir jānostiprinās sekojot četriem regulējušiem principiem.
No illicit sex life. No intoxication. No meat eating. and no gambling. And you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation. By fully dedicating yourself in this way, you will make solid progress on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. And you will become a completely pure devotee of the Lord in due course of time. In this way, you will not have to take birth again in this material world. You will regain your original, eternal identity in the spiritual sky. So, would you like to do that? Alright, now you do that. That is my instruction to you. You must do that now. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
It is said that we need as much association with devotees as possible, but at the same time we have association with non-devotees, like for example our parents. Where is that line where is that line behind which we can escape of getting bad qualities? So
It's very simple. You should never take the association of non-devotees. Asat sanga tyag. You must give up non-devotee association. Completely, totally give it up. Do not ever take their association. But you can give them your association and uplift them. That is called preaching. So when you visit your parents, you shouldn't think, oh, I'm coming to take shelter of my mother and father. You should think, now I'm trying to attract them to the shelter of Krishna. In this way, you'll never be contaminated. You will uplift and bless them by your preaching. Questions more? Yeah. Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Shishi Radha Damodar ki jai.
Is it proper understanding that consciously or unconsciously we are instruments
We are instruments.
In a Krishna's hand,
yes, we are instruments. And we're instruments either in Krishna's hand or in Maya's hand. If you are fixed in Krishna consciousness, then automatically Krishna is using you as his instrument, like he did for Arjuna. But if you're meditating on sense gratification, then you're an instrument in the hands of Maya. Your neck beads will not make you Krishna conscious. The only way you can be Krishna conscious is to defeat Maya within your own heart by determined effort.
Jo vienīgais veids, kādā jūs varat nonākt pie saņemt Krišnas apziņu, ir uzvarēt māju, kas ir jūsu sirdī.
That's why every morning you must rise early and chant 16 rounds.
Tas ir iemesls, kāpēc jums katru rītu jāatceļas agri un jāskaita 16 apmaiņas.
As early as possible in the day.
Cik agri vien iespējams no rīta.
Because there's more potency. Prabhupada said 16 rounds before sunrise.
Tāpēc, ka tad ir lielāka potence, Prabhupada teica 16 apmaiņas pirms saulē.
There is great power in the early morning japa, very great power. I see too many devotees walking around in the middle of the day, you know, hand the biba, talking. How's it going, Prabhu? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Those rounds are practically useless. The rounds should be chanted early in the morning. Any more questions? So there's one back there. Her hand went up first. Okay. Give me one at a time.
One short question. You should understand what time you should go to sleep.
It is very much, huh? What time we should go to bed?
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Agri aiziet gulēt, agri celties, padara cilvēku veselīgu, bagātu un gudru.
So the earlier you can go to bed, the better. If you need 6 hours rest, if you can go to bed by 8:30, you can get up at 2:30.
Ja jums ir nepieciešams 6 stundas gulēt, tad jūs ejot 8:30 gulēt, 2:30 celties augšā.
You go to bed at 9, you can get up at 3. In this way, early to bed, early to rise, you see. Makes a Mataji healthy, wealthy, and wise. And the second question?
I read a book of Purnachandra Prabhu Swami. Prabhu, yeah, Purnachandra Prabhu. And he mentioned that guru and japa are two very precious things one shouldn't talk about. And I can't imagine, but he didn't explain how it...
But that was talking. He talked about them. He mentioned them.
But viņš par to taču runā.
If they shouldn't be talked about, why did he mention them? Why did he mention the names Guru and Japa?
One shouldn't reveal his Guru name and Diksham.
One should not... The guru name, what do you mean?
One shouldn't talk about his...
Secret.
The secret. It's a secret. Who is your guru?
Secret mantra and secret name of guru.
Secret name of guru.
Secret mantra.
Secret mantra?
No.
That sounds like Maharishi Maya's yogi. Yeah?
No. It's a
secret mantra.
Don't say who is your guru. Don't talk about who is your guru.
My spiritual master is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, and I am proud. I have the best spiritual master in the whole universe, the most empowered, enlightened spiritual master in the history of the universe, and I will talk about him forever to everybody I meet.
Prabhupāda ir mans skolotājs, un es runāšu par viņu, cik vien es vien spējuši un cik vien daudz iespējams.
Actually, Prabhupāda glorified his Guru Maharaj.
Patiesībā, Prabhupāda dzildināja savu Guru Maharaj.
Have you not heard the tapes of Prabhupāda chanting the Prema Dvani prayers?
Jūs esat dzirdējuši ierakstus, kur Prabhupāda skandē Trimadvani lūkšanas?
Jayam Vishnu Pad Manmoham Zipariva Jagacharja Asta Terezada Shishi Mare Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Opara Ki Jai. At every Premadvani, he's glorifying the name of his Guru Maharaj. Don't read too many books outside of Prabhupada's books. Other people give their opinions, or they give this verse from this place or that place. It doesn't really properly apply to the process of bhakti. If you will stick to Prabhupada's books, you will not be confused. Next question. Right, it's his turn now. You said two, now you've gone, you used up your two. But you later you can. All right.
How to inspire other devotees to participate in this process of sankirtan? Because according to etiquette, neophyte devotee is not allowed to approach a senior devotee in a way, well, join this is not.
Yes. So, how to create a Sankirtan revolution? Actually, there are two ways of measuring a senior devotee. One way is who got initiated first. Hey, you all can talk outside this. You need to talk, you can go outside and talk. Oh, you're doing a translation?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's all right then. So, the senior devotee is, one way is measuring who joined them, who got initiated first. He is considered senior. But another, there's another way of measuring senior. And that is who is more absorbed in preaching. Who's more absorbed in pushing forward the movement? That is also a way of measuring seniority. So if a devotee is very, very absorbed and more absorbed than anyone else in pushing forward this movement, he has a right to preach to everyone. But he's also, if he's actually an expert preacher, he will know just how to do it in such a way to properly respect everyone. Because if you try to ignite a Sankirtan revolution, but you end up stepping on everybody's toes, then you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
Vēlties uzsākt šo, aizdzināt šo te Sankirtana revolūciju tādā veidā, ka jūs kāpjat citiem uz kājiem, tad pēc būtības jūs vienkārši iešaujat pats sev kājiem.
You get just the opposite results.
Jūs domājat pretēju rezultātu.
If you want to ignite a Sankirtana revolution, then you have to be, just like you have to be expert to distribute a book, right?
Tātad, jūs gribat aizdzināt šo Sankirtana revolūciju, jums ir jābūt meistaram izplatīt grāmatas.
Distributing a book is an art, a transcendental art. So convincing all the devotees to dive completely into Sankirtan rust, that is also a transcendental art. You have every right to do them. But you must be expert. So that no one is offended and everybody is enlivened. But if you're sincere and pure in your desire,
And it's not tinged by any desire for profit, adoration, and distinction. It's not tinged. It's simply out of a pure desire to see that the fallen conditioned soul shall be delivered from the clutches of death. And you continue with your determination like the little sparrow who wanted to dry up the ocean. Just as Garuda came and convinced the ocean to return the eggs. Lord Chaitanya will come in and he will cover for you. And the whole movement will dive into some kirtan ras. But you have to be pure. If there's even the slightest tinge of desire for recognition, you will fall flat on your face. And it'll be an embarrassment. So just pray for purity every day when you chant your rounds. And Krishna will empower you to inspire all the devotees to get into the book distribution move. Prabhupada said that everybody should join the book distribution party as soon as possible. So you have Prabhupada on your side. But just make sure you do it in humility. There's a wonderful devotee in North America who's doing this now with all the devotees. My beloved godbrother Vaisheshika Prabhu. He is creating a book distribution revolution in North America. He has a website, distributebooks.com. He's doing it so wonderfully that everybody's getting inspired to distribute books. Even the householders are going out on the weekends. They make it real easy. They said they get book tables. They get store owners who agree that a book table can be put in front of their store. See, the householders are uncomfortable just to walk up to somebody on the street, you see. You brahmacharis are trained to be hard, you know, tough soldiers. You can do that. But most of the householders not able to do that, they're not trained. But he sets up book tables all over the city so the householders can go out, the husband and wife and the kids, they work the table. A beautiful, attractive table with books, prasadam, you know, some little bhajan tape. They mobilize the whole temple, everyone who lives around, to the whole congregation becomes part of the book distribution marathon. And then they have a big recognition dinner after. I mean, he works really hard and everyone's totally inspired and enlivened for book distribution. So I advise you to go to that website, distributebooks.com, and check it out. It's a wonderful website. It gives the painless techniques for book distribution for those who are not Sankirtan soldiers, or not trained, you know. So everybody becomes attracted to go out and book distribution. Questions more? Well, there's three hands there. Let's see who's went up first. Let's raise them again. 1, 2, 3, go. Golga was first. About what?
Depression,
okay.
Whether the exalted Vaishnavas, elevated Vaishnavas, can experience depression sometimes. So
yes, the advanced devotee, the advanced Vaishnava. Yeah.
By augst women, Bhaktas Vaishnava is your leprosy.
The topmost level Vaishnava.
Is in
a constant state of devastating depression. It is called Vipralamba. He feels himself to be in an unbearable anguish of separation from his beloved Lord Krishna.
Viņš jūtas nepanesami nelaimīgs, ka viņš šķirts no Krišnas.
When will I see Krishna? Where will I see Krishna? How will I see Krishna? He's feeling absolutely devastated to be separated from Krishna.
Kad es redzēšu Krishna? Kad tas notiks? Kur es redzēšu? Viņš jūtas pilnīgi iznīcināts, tāds nelaimīgs.
That transcendental anguish of that transcendental state of depression is the highest level of devotional ecstasy.
Un šis pastāvīgais depresijas stāvoklis ir augstākais garīgās ekstāzes stāvoklis garīgās.
So if you are feeling depressed,
tad jūs jūties depresīvi.
Transfer your depression to being the feelings of separation from Krishna.
Transformējies savas jūtas tādās, ka jūs esat depresijā, tāpēc, ka jums trūks Krišnas.
Separation from the spiritual master.
Jūs esat atšķirti no garīgā skolotāja.
Separation from Vaishnavas.
Atšķirtība no Vaishnavas.
Transcendentalize your depression.
Padariet savu depresiju transcendentālu.
And you will become the happiest woman in the universe.
Un jūs kļūsiet par laimīgāko sievieti visumā.
Next question. See, Madhavi Lata.
If somebody has the right association, devotee association, but for some reason he cannot take full advantage of it, does it mean that this goes in vain?
What was the question?
If one has association with devotees, but one is not able to take all advantage of it, does it mean that association goes in vain?
Jautājums ir, ja cilvēkam ir biedrošanās ar baktām, bet viņam nav kvalifikācijas pilnībā izmantot to iespēju, vai tas nozīmē, ka laiks ir iztērēts?
Any contact with Vaishnava never goes in, unless you're committing aparād, then no Vaishnava association will ever go in vain.
Ja vien jūs neveicat Vaishnava aparātus, tad jebkura veida biedrošanās ar Vaishnaviem nekad nebūs vēl pavadīts laiks.
Ye yata mang prapajyante tangs tathaiva bhujamyaham. Krishna says, inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
Jo kāds tas, kas man nododās, es viņam attiecīgi atalgoju.
So, if you're surrendering 1% to the Vaishnavas,
ja jūs 1% nododaties Vaishnaviem,
you will get a certain amount of benefit.
Jūs noteikti labumus saņemsiet par to.
If you surrender 10% to the Vaishnavas,
ja 10%,
you will get 10 times the benefit.
Jūs saņemsiet 10 reizes vairāk.
In this way, try to surrender at least a little bit.
Centieties nodoties kaut nedaudz.
Because that will give you some benefit.
Tāpēc, kad jūs saņemsiet, tas jums dos kādu labumu.
If today you can surrender 1%,
jūs šodien varat par 1% to izdarīt.
Then do that.
Dariet tā.
And then you can use that 1% to tomorrow surrendering 2%.
Un rītdien jūs varat pacelt tos 2%.
And then the next day you can surrender 3%.
Un tad nākamajā dienā nodoties par 3%.
In this way, like a little child learning how to walk.
Un tā veidā, kā mazs bērns mācās staigāt.
You can gradually build up your spiritual strength.
Tādā veidā jūs pakāpeniski attīstāt savu garīgo spēku.
Even if you're 99% failing.
Pat ja jūs 99% kļūdāties.
That 1% that you're doing right will be your salvation.
Tas 1%, ko jūs darāt pareizi, būs jūsu glābiņš.
Don't be discouraged if you can't do your service perfectly.
Nebaidieties no tā, ka jūs nevarat savu kalpošanu veikt perfekti.
After all, you are a neophyte, isn't it?
Jo gal galā jūs taču esat neofīts, vai ne tā?
You shouldn't think, I'm not a pure devotee, therefore my service is useless, I won't do any service. Shishi garnitai ki jai, shishi radadamadar ki jai.
Jūs nedrīkstat domāt, ka es taču neesmu tīrs vakti, tāpēc mana kalpošana ir bezjēdzīga.
You should simply do whatever little service you can do.
Jums vienkārši jādara katru mazāko kalpošanu, ko jūs varat.
We were speaking earlier about the little sparrow.
Mēs pirms tam runājam par mazos virbulēm.
So, you are like that little sparrow.
Jūs esat kā tas mazais virbulis.
Can you dry up the entire ocean with your little beak?
Bet tad jūs varat savu mazo knābīti izsusināt visu okeānu.
That is not possible.
Tas nav iespējams.
But you can take out 2 or 3 drops of water, can't you?
Bet jūs taču varat 2 vai 3 pilītes ūdens paņemt.
So you do that.
Tad dariet to.
With full sincerity.
Ar visu apilnību.
And then Garuda will come.
Un tad Garuda nāks.
And he will help you to dry up the entire ocean.
Un viņš palīdzēs jums nosusināt visu okeānu.
You simply have to be sincere.
Jums vienkārši jābūt patiesam.
You simply have to be determined.
Jums vienkārši jābūt netiecīgam.
And then your spiritual master and Krishna will fill in all the missing gaps.
Un tad garīgais skolotājs un Krishna piepildīs visus trūkstošos robus.
Next question. Yeah.
Kāpēc man ir bail, ja tā cer, ka man ir bail iet izplatīt grāmatas?
Why I'm afraid of going to distribute books?
Why are you afraid of going for book distribution? Why don't you? What scares you about it? You tell me.
I don't know.
Are you afraid of it?
I'm afraid. I feel uncomfortable just because I. Yeah.
Actually, the other day in Tartu, there was one of our members of the temple. He lives on the outside, but I told him that we decided that actually book distribution would be a very good service for him. And he was absolutely petrified to go out on book distribution.
Tartu, kad mēs bijām, tur ir viens bakti, kas dzīvo ārpus templi, un mēs nolēmām, ka grāmatu izplatīšana būtu ļoti laba kalpošana, ko viņš varētu darīt, bet viņš bija pilnībā,
he was very...
Petrified means absolutely, totally afraid of it.
Viņš bija pilnībā pilna šausmās no tās.
So he came and reported, I had told him he should start doing this service, and then he took the order, he went home, and he came back the next day and wanted a darshan to tell me why he couldn't do it.
Un viņš nolēp,
he had a meeting with me to tell me why he could not go on book distribution. So I began to ask him various questions.
Un es sāku viņam uzdot dažādus jautājumus.
To try to dig into his psyche to see what was going on in there. What was the problem? And actually, I just kept playing around inside his head to see what it was that was messing with his enthusiasm for book distribution. And I actually found it. In his case, he was afraid that he wouldn't be able to make enough money to cover the cost of the book. So I made him an offer. I said, you just go out and distribute books, and whatever you collect is fine. If anything is short, I will personally pay the book fund on your behalf.
Okay,
So immediately he said, okay, I'll go on book distribution then. He immediately went out the door and started distributing books, right? I was watching him for a whole 2 hours. He distributed every book he had. He got nice donations and everything. We even took some pictures of him distributing books. He was great. He'd never done it before in his whole life. So to really find out, we have to have a private meeting. I have to dig into your head and see what's going on in there.
In my case, probably it's very difficult to accept no. It's just.
You just have to do it in the way that no one says no. That's all. There are techniques where everybody will take a book. Just to be so expert that everyone will say, yes, 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 give me more. You have to become expert.
But as I don't have that...
We have book distributors who will train you, you see. And I have some hot tips from Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada gave me some tips about book distribution personally. I got some training from the best of them all, Prabhupada. He said, if you will simply present these books with the best descriptive manner, you can convince anyone, even an atheist, to purchase these books. So you just have to present these books in the best possible way. Just like I'm presenting the philosophy tonight to you all, you see. So when I pray to Srila Prabhupada that I can present this philosophy in the best possible way to inspire you the most in your Krishna consciousness. So being a book distributor is the same exact mood as being a lecturer on the Bhagavad Gita. It's the same thing. You just pray to Krishna that would bless you to the ability to present the books in the most attractive way so everybody will want one. And once you sell a book and you go, wow, this is the best gulab jamun I ever had in my life. Let me taste another one of these gulab jamuns. It's like being on book distribution is like being sitting at a huge love feast all day long and just eating prep after prep after prep after prep. Any more questions? All right. We'll stop here. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His Grace Srimad Sankarsan Dasa Dikari Ki Jai.